الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: لا شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. In this dua of the hadith, we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, right from the month of Rajab already, was now anticipating, getting ready and becoming emotionally ready for the great and honorable month of Ramadan. This is a very, very great month that is coming to us. Like everyone perhaps looks to something forward in his life. For example, a businessman, when it is busy period, the season is going to make lot of money. He looks forward to that. And perhaps a sportsman looks at a time when his sports is at the height, everyone at a certain occasion. For a mu'min, for a Muslim, for all of us, Allah make it that we look forward to this period here, to the month when Rajab starts already, then Shaban, and then Ramadan comes, and then the months of Hajj come, Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, then the month of Muharram also. So these are very great and honorable months, and the rewards of Amal are also very great in these months. Together, the sin for committing sin is also very grave and very severe during this Mubarak times. At all times, but at these times even more. May Allah protect us, save us from all types of sin at all times. And especially in the Mubarak times, even more Allah protect us from sin. So this is, and we find in the hadith it comes that from the beginning of the year, which is from Muharram, Allah Ta'ala beautifies Jannat even more for the coming of Ramadan. So about 8 months, 9 months in advance, Allah Ta'ala beautifies Jannat every year more and more for this great and auspicious month of Ramadan. From the month of Rajab, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started making this dua: O Allah, give us barakat in the month of Rajab, give us barakat in the month of Shaban, and O Allah, let us reach the month of Ramadan. Like that, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam should say, I don't have thrust on my life that even if I pick up a morsel of food and I'll be able to put it in my mouth. Mort may come in between. But here we find that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is cherishing the coming of the month of Ramadan. And he's making dua, O Allah, let us reach the month of Ramadan. He's keen to reach the month of Ramadan because of the great, great virtues which are in this month. There may be a lot of barakat in the month of Rajab, but one major thing that is in the month of Rajab is the Mi'raj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Famously, it is accepted in the Ummah, famously, that it is in the month of Rajab that Mi'raj took place. And there are many lessons for us to learn from Mi'raj, very great lessons. But the greatest thing of Mi'raj is the gift of Namaz, which Allah Ta'ala gave. Allah Ta'ala has made all other ahkamat, laws of His, farad, compulsory on this earth. Even Iman, to become a mu'min, was made farad here on this earth. Saum, Hajj, everything. But for Namaz, Allah Ta'ala called Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam right through the step from Baytullah to the house of Hani, from there to Baytullah, then to Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, and then from there the seven heavens, and then seeing Jannat and Jahannam, everything, and then meeting with Allah Ta'ala to that place where nobody else ever went, not even Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam could go forward there. And then what a great gift that Allah Ta'ala gave was the gift of Namaz. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Musihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that anyone gives you a gift, the real thing is then to use it and to make him happy, to show him that I have appreciated what you have given me. Sometimes what we do, if for example we get a topi from some buzurg or kurta, then we keep it for tabarruk. But from our buzurgs we learn that to wear it in front of them and show them that they get happy that what you gave us, we are using it. So this namaz which Allah gave. And Allah gave it as a very great gift. And then again we should consider how it has come to us. All the other ahkamat came through Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. But for the hukam of namaz, Allah Ta'ala called Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to him. And Allah gave him the gift of namaz which he has brought to us. And from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time till now at this moment, great ulama who have made great sacrifices for deen. People have brought what sacrifices amongst all the other things to give us namaz as we have got namaz today. And our namaz, alhamdulillah, like the namaz of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So all these sacrifices also. So when we have got this great gift, so we should appreciate it very greatly. Also we should think that if somebody gives you a very great gift, but many times people send anonymous, they don't write their name. So a very good gift packs, sometimes a very expensive thing also, you appreciate it. But somebody who is very great, he sends it to you. Some very great buzurg, some very great alim, etc., he sends you a gift. How much won't you appreciate that more? Namaz is the gift from Allah, and Allah is the greatest. Brought to us by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great gift Allah has given us. Then namaz is the solution to all our problems also. Allah has given us this great gift, which is a solution to all our problems. Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. That mu'mineen have become already successful, undoubtedly. And all types of success are included in the word falah. And of the various qualities Allah explains here, the first quality is those people, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, who are humble in their namaz, who are devoted in their namaz, who concentrate in their namaz. And after explaining various other qualities which these people must have, Allah Ta'ala says at the end of all these qualities again, الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Those people who protect and guard their namazes. So namaz is a very great gift which Allah has given us. So of all the barakat of the month of Rajab, this also is one great barakat that Allah Ta'ala has given us. And also in another place Allah Ta'ala says clearly, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَىٰ عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Namaz is that will stop you from fahsha and from munkar, or lewd, terrible, bad sins, all munkar, all vice, all evil, all things which are forbidden. Namaz will stop you from that. Perhaps most of us, all of us, we have got bad habits. Allah forgive us, Allah guide us, and we tried very hard to take out those bad habits from us, and they just don't seem to go. Sometimes they go for a while, they come back again. But if we make effort on namaz, then namaz will stop all those bad things. It is like in the month of autumn, the trees or the leaves from the trees, they just fall down. You don't have to shake the tree, the branch or anything, the leaves just fall down. Like that, if we make our namaz correct, then inshallah gunas will just fall away from us. Namaz will go away from us. We won't have to take away gunas. We won't have to take out gunas. Gunas will leave us if our namaz comes right. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq for this month of Rajab, and for always that we make effort to improve our namaz. There are various aspects of our namaz. The taharat before namaz, wudu, istinja also, our ghusl be correct also, be concerned about that. Our wudu also be correct. And for example, a person speaks in wudu, then his concentration won't be there in namaz. a person wastes water in wudu, which unfortunately is very common with us. When we make wudu from the tap, we are wasting a lot of wudu or water. So that also is very important. And then the namaz also, Allah give us tawfiq to make our namazes with jamaat, with takbir-e-ula, and then with concentration and devotion, we work on our namazes. And if Allah give us all tawfiq, let us see over the years, is our namaz improving or not? Not. Or is it just the same type of namaz that we have been making all the time? We should be seeing all the time that all our ibadat is improving. So we should check ourselves. For example, last year in Ramadan, what was the condition of my namaz? Did I make them all with jamaat, etc. Was I there for takbir-e-ula? All that we should see. And not only Nasir Ramadan, but over the years, let us see, inshallah. And then our outward postures of namaz, are they correct? We should be concerned about this. That at least the outward postures, are they correct? And then the inside of our namaz, the concentration, devotion, and then also look at our qaza namazes. If we have got namazes which are qaza upon us, start performing them also. Hadhrat ji, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, very commonly used to say, come, let us all get together and make effort that at least one command of Allah becomes 100% alive in the ummah. And that was with regard to namaz. That we all make effort that namaz becomes 100% alive. Here in the madrasa also, we are in our rooms, we have got our friends, and we know some are a bit lazy, unmindful, they don't pay attention to namaz. Then in a nice way, without causing any problem, we try and always encourage them to come for namaz. And in that way, we will be also part of this effort. Our own namaz also we make effort, and we encourage other brothers, fajr time, when we leave the room, maybe somebody is still sleeping, we tell him now, it's already time, hurry up, get up now. Whichever way we can do, our little contribution, and it might seem small, but by Allah it is very big. And Allah will bring us all for namaz, Allah will make us make namaz, but the desire must be from our side. Allah wants to see that at least somebody has got their talab. And if we can't do that also, we can't wake up anyone, we can't tell anyone, dua we can make in our heart. When we are leaving the room, Ya Allah, let all the satis, if I tell them, they get upset, they get cross with me. But you wake them up and you put it in their hearts that they come for namaz. That we can do, we can make dua for the whole ummah. Ya Allah, make the whole ummah namazi. And let us all be making our namaz correctly. So that dua, there is no rukawat, nothing to block us from dua. Ask ourselves, have we got that concern at least? And we at least are doing that. Yeah, for the madrasa, for all the students we make dua, for everyone we make dua. So Allah give us tawfiq in preparation for Ramadan particularly, and generally at all times to be concerned about our namaz. Then the barakat of Shaaban, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam know what, but the famous thing of the month of Ramadan is Nisf Shaaban, the middle night of Shaaban, Laylatul Bara'a, the night of salvation, of purification, of getting free from our sins. Like a great occasion is coming for a person, his marriage or whatever else, and he has to now prepare. Then he's going to take a bath also. He will definitely take a bath before he comes for his nikahs. For the day of Jumu'ah, for Eid's day, we all take a bath, we get ready. So to say, Allah Ta'ala has given us a spiritual bath before the month of Ramadan. That on this night, plead to Allah for forgiveness. Like that, whenever it comes in the heart of a person, he must ask Allah for forgiveness. We must never wait. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, that in a gathering, if there's a bayan carrying on, a majlis carrying on, and something was said, or it came just in our heart, anytime we were walking, anywhere we were, it came in our heart that I should make tawbah, I should correct my life. So don't wait now for tahajjud time. Don't wait for Ramzan will come. I'll go for i'tikaf, I'll go in Jamaat, I'll go for Umrah, then I'll make Tawbah. Immediately at that time, in your heart, you make Tawbah. And the minute you have made Tawbah, you are free of sin. You're sincere, you're correct Tawbah. So much so, Allahu Akbar, Tawbah is such a great blessing from Allah Ta'ala. For example, a person hasn't got a beard, or it's not according to Sunnah. Now he realized his clothes he's wearing is not Islamic clothes. But he realizes now I'm doing wrong. And he makes Tawbah, though he's still wearing the clothes of the non-believers perhaps. And still his beard won't grow immediately. But he's out of the guna of not keeping a beard now. Now just let your beard grow properly. Bring it according to Sunnah. Now in your first occasion, go and change your clothes. Bring Islamic clothing in you. So Tawbah is such a thing. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, as soon as you make sincere Tawbah, Allah puts crown of wilayat on your head. You are wali of Allah already. As soon as you make Tawbah. So when it comes in our heart, now if it comes in our heart, make sincere Tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. And then we fulfill all the conditions of Tawbah also, which the ulama have written, Jazahumullah khair. We fulfill all those conditions. But we make that in our heart, I won't miss a single namaz now. Everything else which goes with Tawbah. And then our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say so beautifully also, if you committed a guna, in other words, you threw that crown of on your head of wilayat, you threw it off. You made a guna. Now, just make Tawbah again, and that crown comes back on your head again. As many times as you make Tawbah, in one day, if you made the same guna so many times, you make Tawbah, Allah puts that crown of wilayat back on your head. So, and this is a particular occasion Allah has given us, the night of asking for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala set so many souls free from the fire of Jahannam on this night. It is a night of great, great blessings. So we should take great advantage, and the main ibadat there is to ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. So to say, we have now taken a spiritual bath. Now we are clean. Now that we are clean, let us go pure into the month of Ramadan. Then we will get the great blessings of the month of Ramadan. A person, for example, is getting married. Say for example on a Sunday morning 11 o'clock, which is quite customary with us, but better of course nikah is on Jummah, the day of Jummah. Anyway, he comes, he was a mechanic and he just worked on a car, and he comes with his overall with grease and everything, and he's going to get married and nikah, and he comes in the masjid. Everyone will tell him, go and change, bath first. Like that we are going into Ramadan. And if we are going with the overall of our dirt and filth into the month of Ramadan, how will we be welcome in the month of Ramadan? How will we be able to get the barakat? And therefore, perhaps many of us, it happens that we don't find any difference in the month of Ramadan. We kept our rozas, we made taraweeh, we made the tilawat of Quran Sharif. Then after Ramadan, we are back where we were again. Because we didn't go and that motivation, anticipation, preparation for the month of Ramadan, we did not have that. So we should have that. Just like when a person goes to Rawda of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to present Salatul Salam. Then there Allah Ta'ala's rahmat continuously is coming down on Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than any waterfalls or all the waterfalls of the world together. Allah's rahmat is coming down more. And a person stands there and reads Salatul Salam, drops splash on him also. But again, if we've got the raincoat of guna of us, then that one won't allow those drops to come on us. So remove that raincoat of gunas there, and then go present, and then when we are reading Salatul Salam, or we just even standing there, that rahmat of Allah which is pouring down, inshallah, we will get our full share. And the sign of that is that we went for Umrah, we went for Ziyarat, without a beard, we'll come back with a beard now. We went without making namaz, we'll come back with namazes in our lives now. Otherwise, commonly we see that we go for Umrah, person hasn't got beard. He comes back without a beard. He goes with non-Islamic clothing. He comes back with non-Islamic clothing. Women without hijab go and they come back like that. But if that one drop of Allah's rahmat has to reach us, our lives will change. The condition of our hearts will change. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and the understanding. Then when the month of Ramadan comes, what a great month has come. Shahru Ramadan. What a great month, the month of Ramadan. How great is it? Alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. The Qur'an was revealed in the month of Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, this great glorious Qur'an was revealed. And that makes the night of power, the night of Qadr, makes it so valuable. Khayrun min alfi shahr. More better than 1,000 months of ibadat, this one night of Allah Ta'ala's ibadat. So now this great and glorious month has come. It's the month of Ramadan, and it is the beautiful Quran that has come in this month. Is the value of this month because of the Quran, or is the value of the month enhanced because the Quran was revealed? Allah Ta'ala knows best. But the month is so great. All the holy scriptures, Torah, Injil, Zabur, were all revealed in the month of Ramadan. What a great month. And if unfortunately we spend this month still in ghaflat, in unmindfulness, we don't have that real value for the month, we somehow keep our rozas, somehow make some namazes, etc., we haven't appreciated. This is a great month that is coming. It is a month that in which the nawafil, all our nafil namazes, become the value of a faras. And a faras is so great. One of our great buzurgs have said, whole life's nafil namazes, including our tahajjud, which is nafil, our ishraq, awwabin, whole life's nafil cannot equal 2 rakats of faraz namaz. 2 rakats of fajr faraz. Faraz value is so great that your whole life's whole, how much nafil the first people make, but it can't equal 2 faraz. Faraz, the value is so great. And in this month, every nafil becomes the value of a faraz. How much can't we accumulate in this month? One of our great buzurgs have said so beautifully that if any government have to announce that for all the Muslims in our country, in the month of Ramadan, when the moon is sighted, we'll have given them a money printing machine. A machine that prints money. And it, you can put it on, like in South Africa, 10, 20, 50, 100, 200. On any denomination you can put it. Of course, everyone will put it on 200. And it will only start working as soon as the moon is sighted and it is announced it is Ramadan. Then it will start. And it will stop working as soon as the month of Eid is seen and it is accepted. And it is a manual machine. Not you just press a button and it will work. With your hand you have to turn it all the time. Everyone will be busy and they won't get tired also. Whether it is day or night, children, old people will just be printing all the time. Because 100% legal. No tax on it. No questions where you got this money from. 100% legally. Everyone will be printing. What is 200 rand? In this month of Ramadan, Allah has given us this money printing machine. The money of Akhirat. To print the sawabs of Akhirat. And no questions asked. All it is for you. Dunya's money in any case is going to get finished. Or we going to get finished. Hazrat Hassan, one great buzurg said, Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi said, that if you sell your akhirat for your dunya's sake, you don't worry about your deen, your iman, you just do things, gunat, just to please yourself. You sold your akhirat for your dunya, you lose both. You lose your akhirat also, your dunya also you lose. A person who commits sin, no chance, sukoon, problems, upheavals in his life, all the time he's got problems. And if you sell your dunya for akhirat. You don't worry about dunya. Let it pass. It will pass. Dunya will get finished. Now akhirat is important. You will get both dunya also and akhirat also Allah Ta'ala will give you. So in this month, if we make akhirat our object, and we say all the sawabs we can do, whatever ibadat we can do, go in jamaat, we go for umrah, we go for i'tikaf, whatever ibadat we can do, tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, du'as, etc. All the ibadat, visiting the sick, going for janazas, whatever ibadat in this month, every nafal becomes the value of a farad. And that farad which is so great that the whole life's nafal cannot equal this farad. That farad is to the value of 70 in the month of Ramadan. So what a month of earning, what a month to make our capital for akhirat. And we're going to need this capital in akhirat. And we can't go and make it there. We have to make it here while we are here. And this is the opportunity, the greatest opportunity, this month of Ramadan. And then the month starts with the what Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, maghfirat, and the last ashara is the most valuable ashara. In which Laylatul Qadr also comes, whether it is one of the odd nights, whether it is the 27th night, commonly in the Ummah it is accepted, the odd night, and more commonly it is accepted, the 27th night is the night of Qadr. In any case, we just make our Isha and Fajr also with Jamaat, we get the sawab of that whole night's ibadat. So how kind is not Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and how merciful is not Allah Ta'ala. For that, we should make the other dua also, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Oh Allah, keep us safe and protected, keep us our well-being, everything good for the month of Ramadan. Because sometimes something can happen. How many people? Somebody, Allah save and protect us all. Just all meet up with an accident just before Ramadan. Now the whole month of Ramadan, it's you in the hospital or your family person. Now you're going, instead of doing your ibadat. So that is also definitely an ibadat. But now what you wanted to do in Ramadan, now you are sitting by the person by his bed in the month of Ramadan, or something else happens. Allah protect us all. Wasallim Ramadan lana. And oh Allah, make, protect and keep the month of Ramadan also safe and nicely for us. Otherwise, if fights take place in Ramadan, it used to happen, and hopefully it doesn't happen now, but in the masjid, at the beginning of the month of Ramadan, especially like with the moon issue, it used to happen. And it must not repeat again and come that people are fighting now with regard, and now that whole apple atmosphere is spoiled. Now you can't, what you wanted to go for Ramadan and enjoy and make your ibadat, now that whole atmosphere is spoiled. Many times it used to happen that somebody wants the fan on, other ones want it off. Now they are disputing about that. Or sometimes it happens somebody wants some windows open, others want the windows closed. And petty things, shaitan comes and makes us fight in that. And the whole month of Ramadan, what it was supposed to go for and what we do. Or at home, we start fighting with the wife, you didn't prepare the seri iftari nicely, what is this you prepared, you should have done this, you should have done that. Or fights in the house, arguments in the house, now what kind of a Ramadan will that be? So Allah keep it protected. And what we have accumulated in the month of Ramadan, Allah keep that protected for us for the future. It must not happen like a person who writes his cash book, the credit balance brought forward, he writes so much I brought forward and I made so much money. Now don't lose it all out. How much you made more in the next month, it must be a bigger figure. So what we have accumulated in the month of Ramadan, let us carry it forward. And let our figure, our capital rise all the time. And the spiritual capital, of course, and in this way we get more and more prepared for the month of Ramadan. With the month of Ramadan is a very, very good ibadat also. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ أَحْدِ أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my bandas ask of me, where am I? Say, I am very close. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah is more closer to us than our jugular vein. More than our life is closer to us. Allah is more closer. But we're not getting Allah. Because we have closed our hearts, our hearts are dirty and filthy, so we purify our hearts, we make tazkiyah of the heart. Allah is there, Allah wants to come. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. That as soon as the heart is purified, Allah comes into that heart. So there is the month of the purification also. So purify, and Allah wants to come in the heart. He is there. He is more closer to us than what we are to ourselves. We just have to purify our hearts. And then this is what regard to dua, that if I'm so close to you, I accept your duas. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانَ. Whenever a person makes dua to me, I accept. Dua is a great weapon Allah has given us. Let us, it is a month of duas also. The whole day, all the animals, birds, etc. make dua, or saying Ameen on the duas of the fasting person of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As soon as Maghrib time, Allah says, what you want from me? I will give it to you. Allah is asking us the whole night till Seri time gets finished. So make duas. May Allah give us all tawfiq to appreciate this great month.